This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Harry Siegel, a senior editor at The City, an online journal, as well as a columnist at the New York Daily News. The matter at hand is the unknowns of investigations of the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, by federal authorities. The first we learn of this, events that were surprising to everyone, I ask Harry's help in summarizing. Harry, a very good evening to you. The first I learned that the mayor was under investigation by some aspect of the federal government was when the FBI in Crown Heights took computers and iPhones of Brianna Suggs. Who was Suggs, and what do we know of that matter? Good evening again, Harry.
Hey, good evening, John. So Suggs is the now 25-year-old who was the chief fundraiser for the Eric Adams mayoral campaign. And the FBI showed up. This was quite a surprise. We knew they went to a number of other, at that point, undisclosed locations. The New York Times reported that from some of the warrant that a judge signed off on, and that's a big threshold to show up at someone's house and raid it. You have to think there's a crime in progress or something that's going to be covered up. There were many other locations, some of them tied to a Turkish construction firm here and the government in Turkey, in Ankara. So that happened. Then the mayor's phones got taken from him in person by FBI agents before the mayor had to answer questions about all this, which he only does once a week now. But that information wasn't public when he was answering questions, and he certainly said nothing about it. He said, "We've done nothing wrong. I've known Brianna. She's a good person. I came back to New York from Washington because this was important, but I didn't talk to her because I didn't want to interfere with an ongoing investigation." Whatever. He did not mention the thing about his own phones being taken. He has stressed that he and neither he nor anyone in his campaign at this point has been accused of any wrongdoing. He said, "I'm former law enforcement. I'm complying." All this seemed to be around. He's taken many trips to Turkey. He's done many events. Politico did a count and got to 80 promoting Turkey. And the question about whether or not the Turkish government, it appears, may have used strong straw donors to put money into his campaign. As this was going on, my colleague at the city, senior reporter Yoav Gonen, and four other reporters were working on a long, detailed profile of Winnie Chu, who is the now the mayor's Asian affairs liaison and has been a prodigious fundraiser for him and herself since he was the Brooklyn borough president. And that is now out. It's quite a read. And there's no direct tie-in that we know of with what's happening with the FBI, but it's another interesting indicator of the ways this mayor has done business and with who. And Yoav is here, and thank you. It could summarize this much better than I can. It's really a deep dive.
So the general story is the investigation appears to involve at some point irregularities in campaign financing. So Yoav Gonen, I welcome you to the show. Your article with your colleagues is both revelatory and extremely maddening because of what isn't here. The young woman's name is Winnie Greco, now an employee in New York City. With outreach to the Asian community. What do we know about her, and what do we know about her conduct raising money for the mayor? Good evening to you, Yoav.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. And this, the story of Winnie Greco is complex. It does have some parallels to the mayor's kind of dealings with Turkey that are now under investigation, but they're also... I want to start with two things that are particular to Winnie Greco that we uncovered. One is that she demanded donations for access to events at Gracie Mansion with the mayor. These are supposed to be public events. They do have invite lists, but to our knowledge, there's never been attempts to charge people. And when I say charge, we're talking, you know, $10,000. That she requested for a nonprofit that she started. So that appears to be highly irregular. And the other thing is she required a person who was seeking a job in the administration first to volunteer for Adams' campaign for 6 months. And this was, 8 hours a day, I believe, for 6 months. And then, more unusual, she required him to help out on renovation work at her home in the Bronx, unpaid, and this was for 2 months. And in the end, this person did get this job, but that was only after volunteering for a total of 8 months at Greco's direction. The stuff that we uncovered that does seem to parallel what's happening with the FBI probe of Adams' ties to turkeys is that when she served as an unpaid volunteer for Adams during his 8 years as borough president. She was basically his liaison to the Chinese community. And over those years, she took him on a number of trips to China. And she set up dozens of meetings and events for him with Chinese American business leaders and also with Chinese government officials. And, you know, you see the parallel to Adams' travels and close relationship to the Turkish government and other officials as far as that conduct goes. And she was also an under the radar and also unpaid fundraiser for Adams from about 2018 to 2021 when he won the mayor's race. And she brought in hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Chinese American community. There were some events where my publication, The City, identified irregularities in some of the donations, including potential straw donors, which is another issue that's come up in the turkey probe. And the other thing that was unusual about her fundraising for Adams is that she seemingly got no compensation for it.
I want to understand here, Yoav. You were working on this investigation prior to the revelation of the FBI with Brianna Suggs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so when the Brianna Suggs story burst out and surprised everyone, you hadn't published yet. And your story now published in The City. You have presented these facts to spokespersons for The City. Has The City commented on, first, the striking similarity between raising money that might be irregular raising money from Turkish persons, nationals, and raising money from what might be Chinese nationals? They're strikingly similar. Has The City commented?
Well, the City has not commented other than in a general fashion, and their statements, both from the mayor's office and from the mayor's 2021 campaign, have essentially just been that we follow all the regulations and we hold all our campaign people, you know, to the highest standards. So there have not been any kind of direct, statements that address the parallels that we, you know, one can draw from these cases. But it's simply just to say that their behavior was proper across the board.
Harry, I come to you on this matter as you're going forward investigating these concerns at The City. The mayor has a very long record of public service in the police department and then for Brooklyn. Has there been suggestion heretofore that the mayor or Eric Adams was part of any irregular fundraising, anything like that in his background, Harry?
Ooh, John. I'm editing there. My colleagues are doing the investigative work. Andrew Yang, who ran against Eric Adams to become mayor, not have a long record of public service. In fact, he didn't even bother voting in most New York elections prior to running himself. But he was a front runner early on, nonetheless. And then as he was fading and Adams was surging, Yang, I think the final debate, had this memorable line. It wasn't something brought up a lot until then. He said, "You've hit the trifecta of corruption, Eric. You've been investigated by city, state, and federal authorities." And I don't think that resonated in part because Yang hadn't really talked about these things that much to that point, but that's actually true. Adams has been investigated repeatedly over the course of his career, most notably, I would say, when he was a state senator and he was involved in giving out casino licenses in a pretty influential role. And there was a report scolding him for how he comported himself during that. It seemed to show real warmth with one of the businesses competing to get this lucrative license. But at no point and this continues to be the case, has there been anything like criminal charges around him. So as Adam said in his first interview about this FBI probe, I know there's smoke, but there's no fire here. And to this point, there hasn't been a fire that's been entirely identified with him, even as some of these questions have mounted and as he's fundraised very aggressively and is doing so for 2025 now. And there's always this question of what's playing the game hard and what's cheating, what's allowed, what's doing favors for people giving you money versus what's proper constituent service. And that seems to be the ambiguous zone we're in, at least for now, until we find out more about a grand jury that may have been impaneled and the other fruits of this FBI investigation, evidently with the Southern District, Manhattan federal prosecutor.
I'm speaking with Harry Siegel, a senior editor at The City, an online journal, and Yoav Gonen, a senior reporter at The City, an online journal. And we're speaking of the knowns and unknowns about what appear to be similar events in the lives of fundraisers for Mayor Eric Adams. When we come back, what is it that we need to know? What are we waiting on? And what does this mean for the success of New York City and its recovery from the pandemic? This is CBS Eye on the World.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.